We do want to get to the market action, though, on this Friday. A bit of a choppy session here. We have seen the Dow coming off of its lows, but it is still down about 300 points. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre, who's tracking the market action for us. And Inez, you know, there's a bit of a delayed reaction, it seems, to the Fed announcement that we got. You know, the initial expectation of rotation out of tech, we're kind of starting to see that today.
Yeah, that's right. So tech's still getting hit a little bit, but definitely you're looking at cyclicals that are getting hit more so right now. And if we just take a look at our sector action, we're seeing that energy stocks are leading to the downside. You've got financials that are lower. And take a look at technology here. That was lower earlier this morning. If we just take a look, though, at a five-day chart to see where we would end the week later today, we are seeing energy, consumer discretionary, and technology losing the most over the last week. Looking at the NASDAQ 100, I do want to point out some of these names that have flipped into green territory, like Amazon, which opened lower this morning, right now up about 0.3%. Apple hugging the flat line, but nonetheless, it did flip into green earlier. Also looking at Tesla, which is up more than 3%. So as you said, a bit of a choppy trading session for the day. I am taking a look also at electric vehicle stocks, and that's after Rivian reported its results. Rivian down 11%, its lowest since its IPO day. In fact, it actually had opened higher than this price on its IPO day. And then taking a look also at some of the meme stocks, we are watching AMC up almost 16%. In fact, AMC seeing its most intraday gains since late September. Keep in mind that the short interest on AMC is about 18% of the float. Also, GME up 6% today. So quite a bit of a volatility that we're seeing today. Keep in mind also that it's quadruple witching day. That's the expiration of futures and option contracts. So you will be seeing volatility likely throughout the session. Akiko, Zach.
Okay, Inez, thanks so much for breaking that down for us.